Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is this Thursday?
Today's Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday
then.
Thursday.
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 Thursday?
Thursday it is.
Thursday.
Oh.
Working Thursday?
Thursday, sir.
Today's Thursday.
What are you doing?
Listening to your radio show.
Okay, well, let's get it started.
Hit it.
Morning to you. It is exactly 6 o'clock, and I just noticed on the calendar that Easter is the last day of March this year.
What?
You know how you used to, what? Well, Easter's in March?
Yeah.
It is in March, so best get over to Costco for that 2-foot chocolate bunny they're selling. Have you seen that thing? They're on pallets at the end of the aisle. It's 2 feet tall. It's chocolate. It's, of course, hollow, but it's 2 feet tall.
At Costco?
Yeah.
I'm Googling it. I've got to see this for myself.
It's a 2 foot tall Easter bunny. One of the ears is flopped down. You got one ear up and one ear flopped down, which would make that bite pretty thick. Because what do you eat first on a chocolate bunny?
The ears.
The ears is what you eat first.
Wow, that thing is huge. $63 for that sucker.
Yeah. Somebody was complaining, I think, that it wasn't solid. First of all, you couldn't even lift it. And secondly, how would you ever consume that?
You wouldn't.
So, yeah, get that. Get them while it's hot. Get them while they got them, man. Can you believe that?
2 foot tall chocolate bunny. Man.
Yummy. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us this morning. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show, and it's going to rain today and tomorrow and the next day.
This love is getting kind of...
Chris Stapleton, currently Kentucky's favorite son. It's 6:05 now. I didn't tell you all the story the other day when I told you that I fell.
Oh.
I went to get the oil changed in my car, and while the oil change was being done, I went down the street to have some lunch while the car was being done. So I went down, and then on the way back down to the shop, and it was one of those cold days, the sidewalk was broken, and I tripped and fell. But when I had taken my iPad to read, okay, well, I was coming back, and I don't know why I was fooling with the, I think I wanted to, wondering why my phone wasn't finding my iPad. It's like, you know, when you do find my.
Yeah.
And while I'm walking, I'm trying to figure out why that's doing it. Well, when I fell, I held on to the iPad, but the phone was on top of the iPad, and I just pitched forward like this.
And so it flying.
And the phone goes up in this big arch. If you could see it in slow motion, you'd be going, oh, no. That's what it would sound like. So the phone is going up like this. You know, all this is unfolding within a millisecond.
Yeah.
And no, it doesn't land in the grass. It's a straight arc right over and landed on the sidewalk. Hit the sidewalk.
Hard, I'm sure.
It hit the sidewalk, but unscathed, worked fine. It happened to hit on the edge like that and just sort of bounced and rolled over.
Thank goodness.
And this is a minimal case. As you can see, this is one of those. It's not an OtterBox or anything like that.
But that's what I have, too, a minimal. But it's like they've really done their job as these minimal cases to protect your phone, even still.
In my mind, while this was happening, I was like, oh, no, there goes my phone.
Yeah. Oh, every time my phone falls, I'll have a handful of stuff, and the only thing that'll fall out is my phone, and it'll smack hard. And every time I'm like, the damn phone, every time.
So I was so happy to find out that my phone, I was hurt, but I was, physically, I did.
And how are you feeling today, Grandpa? Are you all right?
I'm going to tell you,
I worked at a retirement facility, and I'm not putting you into this category, but the older you get, the scarier falls are.
Right, so they are, I know.
Just trying to check in on you, Dale, make sure you're all right.
That's why when my kids go, you want to go skiing?
No.
I'm good.
Absolutely not.
No skiing for me. Dad's finished with skiing. Because one of my kids is skiing right now. Chandler, he's skiing. You know, he's sending me all these videos and pictures. It looks fun. Don't you wish you were here? I wish I was at the lodge.
Yeah, it sounds like I'd be sore afterwards.
Right, exactly. But it made me wonder, though, when this happened, I wonder how many people have had a horrible phone accident like that and the phone survived, or maybe it didn't, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what about people who do roof work and stuff, who drop a phone off a roof or... You know, you just wonder who's had the worst phone accident and has survived it.
About the worst I've ever had is my son throwing my phone into the pond where we were fishing.
Just gave it a toss in. Were you in shock when you watched him do it?
Yeah, but luckily it wasn't deep. It was like nearby enough we could grab it.
Oh, okay.
And I soaked it in rice. It worked fine. I have gotten a new phone since then, but that was my last phone. But yeah. Just tossed it right in the water. Thanks, bud.
This same phone has fell in the toilet.
Ew.
Worked fine. No problem. Still works.
I still have a video. I don't know what I did. I've always believed in keeping nice things nice. I had a phone. It fell. It cracked. I still have the video. It says, I broke my phone. I was so upset over it.
The problem is these phones are so expensive now, and if you don't have the insurance.
That's the thing. Immediately it's like, great, now I have to fix something that's going to be expensive.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, and I have, what iPhone do you have?
The 12.
You have the 12. Okay, yeah. You can get a reasonable price. This is the 15 or whatever here. I don't know what this phone costs right now. Whatever it is, it's outrageous.
All I got to say is if you don't have a good case and a screen protector, get one.
Because I won't leave the store without it.
When Danny and I went to trade in, my phone was like 3 or 4 models older than Danny's was. He had one small crack in his screen. I had zero defects on mine. Mm-hmm. And I got like $900 towards my new phone. He got 3.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he had a newer model.
Here's a tip for you, though. If you're going to the phone store, you've already made your decision on which phone you're going to get, so you're positive which model you're getting, go to Walmart or something and get the case you want.
Yep.
Take it with you to the store, because their accessories at the phone store $50. Are outrageous.
$50!
Shut up with that.
All they offer is Kate Spade protective cases.
Yeah, hey, do you want the Tom Ford case?
No!
Hell no!
I want the Walmart basics.
Is there anything cheaper than the Walmart brand? Have anything from Timu?
Yeah.
This is perfect. Come kiss me.
It's the Wolf. The weekend's coming. The Girl Scouts are going to be headed out to sell him cookies.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to do Girl Scout shout-outs right here around 7:25. We just want to kind of spread the news of where they're going to be this weekend, because we know during Girl Scout cookie season, they're out every weekend selling. And we're just trying to connect you to them and show a little love to our Girl Scout troops out there, because we love them cookies.
Yes, we do.
So I have set up a little post at the top of our Wolf page on Facebook on 93.1 The Wolf, and it's pinned to the top, and it says Girl Scout shout outs. And if you click on it, you can see tons of comments of where people are going to be, their troop number, the date, the location, the times. And there's also cookie links where you can buy online.
That sounds like something to eat, cookie link. Try these cookie links.
Cookie link. So yes, you can go and see where people are going to be. You can go and see if you want to buy right now. There's an option to do that with some of these troops. Or if you are the troop leader or a troop parent, throw it out there on our Facebook page where y'all are going to be. Because tomorrow morning, right here, if you're coming up this weekend, I'm shouting you out.
Okay. I also wonder how the Girl Scouts feel about those copycat cookies that some of the companies have put out, like Keebler, the copycats for the...
because there's so many people who are like, oh, you just go to the Dollar General and eat their brand. It's like, but I want to support the girls. Like, I don't want to support DG.
Plus, DG's version sucks.
Sucks.
That's tomorrow morning with the Girl Scout shout-out at 7:25.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen.
Love you like I never gonna love you again.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning. Touch the Troops is underway. What is Touch the Troops, you ask? Well, you should know by now, but in case you're new to the show and you're just joining us, it's a card-making campaign that we do where we send a bunch of cards off to troops stationed around the world and their families, and focusing this year a little bit more on the kids.
We want to make everybody just feel loved and appreciated because they're all making sacrifices every day. And so we've been asking that if you have a, your school, we have a lot of schools participating, the whole school or just a classroom from someone who listens. But either way, it's a great class project. It's a great Sunday school project.
Fraternity, sorority.
Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. Any of that to get you guys gathered up and just make a bunch of cards.
Civic clubs.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
DFW. Whatever.
Your retirement facilities.
Yes.
Anything, you know. And we're just asking that you either make cards, buy cards, print off the sheets I have on our website, 931wolfcountry.com. It's a super easy thing, but it makes such a big difference, and we really need as many cards as we can get. We've got 2 weeks till this is over.
Yeah, it goes by quickly.
We're really trying to get the stash a little bigger, and we really could use your help. It does make such a difference. We've had countless people let us know what it's like to be in the service and not get anything at mail call.
Yeah, it's... Oof.
And especially this time of year, where you just got off the holidays, or you've got, those few random holidays like Valentine's Day where people are getting all this stuff and someone's not getting anything. And we just want to make a difference. We want people to have those cards in their hands and to know that they're cared about and loved.
One thing I wanted to point out, too, is if you do a group project, if you have a civic club project or a church project, a Sunday school class project, you do not have to put individual stamps on these envelopes. Take all these cards that you make. They don't even need to be in an envelope. It's not necessary. If you want to make one, that's up to you. If you put messages and stickers on it, that's fine. You just do them all, put them in a box or an envelope, and you send them right to us. Yeah. And we'll take care of everything else.
And it comes right here to the radio station in Greensboro. So you can send them in. They'll probably be here next day. 7819 National Service Road, Suite 401 in Greensboro. That's the address. And like I said, I know we're here spieling, but all this is in text form on the website page in case you're like, okay, I'm driving. I didn't get any of that. So
we'll find out more. 931wolfcountry.com. Luke Combs now. It's the new one. Where the Wild Things Are.
My big brother rode an Indian scout.
Dale, a dream of yours might come true.
Does this involve Dua Lipa?
No.
Dang.
It does involve space.
Oh, good. I like the sound of that. Let's
go. He perked up real quick. Oreo is going out of this world with its latest limited edition cookie, and one lucky fan could even win a trip to space.
Oh, my goodness.
They announced the limited edition Space Dunk cookies. They're galaxy-inspired, the galaxy-inspired take on their popular Oreo cookie. And they have a six-hour trip to the edge of space with Oreo and space perspective as part of a new sweepstakes. They say their Oreo cookies are all about transporting fans to a place full of excitement and childlike curiosity. They just transport me to the diabetes clinic.
Yeah, but there's something so irresistible about Oreos and milk.
Yeah. So these Oreos are the chocolate cookie. They have a spaceship on the front with like a circle in the middle, and you can see the pink cream filling, but it's a double stuff. So half of it's pink, half of it's blue Oreo. And it says that it's the cosmic cream, pink and blue, with marshmallow flavor. And a popping candy that creates the supernova bursting sensation with each bite. And like I said, they have a little cutout in the cookie where you can see the cream inside. Looks kind of cool. If you're interested in the sweepstakes, though, Dale, I know that's what's got you wondering.
Yeah, how do I do that?
You can go to the Oreos Lift Off website, and you can enter for your chance to travel into space. And you'll go in Space Perspective Spaceship Neptune, a pressurized capsule propelled by a space balloon. If we've learned anything from this last summer,
this sounds dangerous.
It's that I'm not getting anything that small and going anywhere out of this world.
Sounds risky.
Or into the ocean, if you know.
Yeah.
Too soon. All right, moving on.
No, it's not. Who wants to do that after all that happened?
Watergate.
Oh, Neptune.
Ocean Gate. That was what it was.
That was that little, that Neptune was the thing that went down.
If we learned anything from Ocean Gate, it's that anything small crammed inside, I'm good on.
I ain't getting in it.
I'm good on that. Greensboro, we got some new news. They're considering managing... I'm sorry, Greensboro is considering somebody taking over the Greensboro Coliseum and Tanger Center management. It's a private company. And so they met with a private management company who could take over the operations of both those places, the Greensboro Coliseum complex and the Tanger Center. They're called the Oakview Group, based out of California. They manage dozens of arenas, venues, and convention centers, and some are already in the Carolinas. They do... the Durham Convention Center and Greenville, South Carolina Convention Center.
Shut up with this. It's not a good idea. You're farming it out. What's the advantage to farming it out? I'll tell you why. They're going to cut a bunch of people that have jobs here in Greensboro, so they don't have to pay them, and then they're going to get up. No.
It says the company was founded in 2015, prides itself on creating the world's best venues. Both founders' bios show that they have each more than 40 years of experience in the sports and music industry.
Wow. So impressed.
They've been looking for a new management company since August of 2023 because the managing director, Matt Brown, announced his retirement. He's been there since 1994.
I'd like to know how many people are on that staff and how much they have invested every year in running those venues.
You know, I read this morning and I thought that is kind of scary though, because I feel like things work so well, especially with our jobs in the Tanger Center and the Coliseum. How does all that get affected with a new manager?
Because we work with them all the time on events, concerts, you name it. And now we're gonna have to deal with somebody out in California. No.
And it just makes you wonder. And I've also never heard of the two places that it was talking about. And last but not least, there's three Triad restaurants that were named among top 100 places to eat, according to Elp. And it's places to eat in 2024. And the restaurants are three I've never heard of, so it makes you really want to go.
Can I guess?
Go ahead, guess.
Machete?
Nope.
Okay, I'm out.
I'm going to probably say it wrong, but I'm going to try O'Day's Mediterranean Kitchen in High Point. O-D-E-H. O'Day, the Mediterranean Kitchen in High Point.
I know the place.
Was number 43 out of 100. Freeman's Grub and Pub in Greensboro, number 49. And The Table in Asheboro, number 54. They say they compiled this list of 100 best places to eat in 2024. By going through millions of user reviews for upscale restaurants, hidden gems, and strip malls, and everything in between.
Are you buying this?
I just think it's crazy. It's the 11th year they've reached the top 100 places, but it's like those three, and I'm not saying that they don't deserve to be on there. I'm just saying, no. Out of all the restaurants, I've never heard of the three of those.
And I'm a professional eater-outer.
You are. I thought you'd at least know one. I didn't know a single one on this list.
I did know it. But I've never been there.
Freeman's?
No, O'Day's or O'Day's, whatever however you say it. I'm familiar with that. But I have not been to any of those places. I don't know about
it. Hey, you know what? Congratulations to them. And maybe this gets them even more business, because now I'm sitting here like, I could go check out all those.
Well, it's always good for business, you know. And lately, the Triad's been getting some good national foodie press. I got to launch an investigation of my own here.
I saw you going by. I had to say hello. And I don't mean check yes or no.
Every time Thursday rolls around, I start thinking about throwbacks. This check yes or no from George 704. Chris Young's attorney has made a statement. Just recapping quickly, Chris Young was arrested at a Nashville bar in some weird thing with the Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission, where he was obviously going to ask a question and touched the guy's shoulder and he shoved him. He went over a table and some chairs. Then after they did their little inspection, they arrested him and he got out on bond. But they like three charges that they had him on. He has an attorney. His name is Bill Ramsey. His statement is basically my client should have never been arrested and charged in the first place. In light of video evidence, Tennessee ABC needs to drop the charges and apologize for the physical, emotional, and professional harm done towards my client. And I tend to agree with them on this. They were way out of line based on what you can see on the video.
And there's multiple angles, too, so you can see not the one video everybody has kind of seen. But there's another one on the other side of the bar after he's fallen. And he gets up with his hands up and he's backing away from these guys. Like, I'm not trying to start nothing. Like, I wasn't trying to, I'm so, you know, whatever it was being said, you could just see he was very defenseless.
And another thing, I think one of those guys, at least one of those guys, knew who he was.
You don't work in Nashville for any part of anything and not know who somebody is down there.
And you claim you didn't know who he was and all this stuff. They'd already taken a picture of his photo ID at the tin roof where he was before he gets over to the doghouse or whatever it was that he was at after that, where he followed them in there. And it was just, I don't know, the whole thing just seemed wrong to me. I think they do owe him an apology. I think they need to go ahead and drop the charges before any of this even makes it to court.
You know, this brought up a good subject about L. King. And I didn't even know about this, but on Dolly's birthday, they did this 78th birthday kind of party thing. It was a celebration of Dolly Parton's music, and it was at the Opry. And L. King came out there a little drunk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And she was slurring and she was cussing up and down and admitted to being drunk. She said, "I am blank hammered."
I think I can imagine what word she used.
This is fast. This blank is blanking fast. How does Dolly sing this blank? As she was singing one of Dolly's songs. I don't know the lyrics to these things in this blanking town. Don't tell Dolly because it's her birthday. Everybody's like, holy crap, we bought tickets for this crap. But she didn't say crap.
No. L. King has got her own music career going. She is also Rob Schneider's daughter.
Yeah, I know. And I love me some Rob Schneider, but right. She is... I love L. King. Basically, though, if Dolly Parton's sister, who was in attendance there, like I said, Dolly was not there, but her sister was. If Dolly Parton's sister is calling you trash,
then you're trash.
You obviously did not do something. I watched the video, though. Of course, there's video going around. I watched the video, and I was sitting there with my hand on my face like, L, baby, we had a little more than one drink before we went on stage, didn't we?
Yeah, she was out of it.
We weren't getting loose. We was way loose. We done lost it. We were so loose.
Yeah.
I'd been mortified watching that back if I'm her. So, she admits that the music she creates when she's stone cold sober is her favorite, but she does enjoy an onstage drink. And like I said, she had about four. I guess, yeah, like I said, Stella Parton called you trash, baby. We gonna have to fix something, Shorty.
Yeah. Put the bottle down, step away.
She was drunk and she did not want to go home.
Ride to work with the wolf, and there's a new way to grocery shop, evidently. There's this chef. His name is Will Coleman. You can find him on the interwebs if you want to give it a Google or whatever. He's on all the platforms. Well, he's got this 6-to-1 grocery shopping method. Follow me on this. And he claims that this will make you a better shopper. It'll make you a more creative cook.
Okay.
And a better cook if you'll just try this. Now, I'm going to try this weekend and see what happens.
I wish you had a GoPro or something to set up on yourself so you can kind of see how it all works.
Here's how the idea is that when you're making the shopping list or when you're at the grocery store, is that you should aim to get, and here we go with a 6-to-1. You should aim to get 6 veggies, 5 fruits, 4 proteins, 3 starches, 2 sauces or spreads, and get 1 fun thing for yourself. It's supposed to make your grocery shopping easier and faster and help you save money. And it also challenges you to make more home-cooked meals with the variety of ingredients that you bought.
True. A lot to work with just between veggies and meats alone, you know.
So let's think about this for a second. 6 veggies. If you're going to get 6 veggies, what are you getting?
Lettuce, onion, cucumber, bell pepper, tomato, I guess.
One more.
Zucchini.
So you're doing salad.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff. I mean, you can take the bell peppers and make it with meats, you know, and have like a Philly cheesesteak in a bowl. Like, you know me, I'm doing reasonable weight loss. I'm trying to eat healthier. There's certain things I can and can't have. But yeah, like I just basically try to stick with the veggies and the meats. So you can, they're very versatile. There's a ton of veggies out there that you can do a lot of different things with.
4 proteins. What are you getting? See what I'm saying?
No, it's not that it's hard. I'm weird. So ground beef.
You're weird about meat.
I am. Ground beef, very, very thin pork chops, very, very thin chicken, and maybe ground turkey.
Okay. All right. So if you want to try this, you know, like I said, this guy's out there. His name is Will Coleman. And I'm going to try it this weekend, and I'm going to see how it works. And, of course, it's going to bleed into next week where I'm trying to make these things with the stuff that I got.
Yeah. I don't think it. I mean, I think it'll be a little easier than you think it will be by what you get. Now, but that's normally how I plan mine out.
I'm a wanderer at the grocery store because I'm never in a hurry. I've had enough of being in a hurry after, you know, having 2 kids. You're dragging 2 kids in and you just want to get out. So anymore, I just wander and look and see. Because a lot of times I'll stumble onto something new that I didn't know even existed. Well, I didn't know they had that.
I do like wandering the grocery store, but I have that was my old method. You just kind of go up and down all the. I start on one side of the store, up and down all the aisles, all the way to the end on the other side of the store.
You always end up spending more.
You do. And so I do the rule of thumb of sticking to the outsides. I only go down specialty aisles if I know I'm getting something in particular, whether I need another thing of. Like another sauce or dressing.
You need a soy sauce.
Yeah.
Exactly. You go to the ethnic section. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I need, you know, a thing of pickles or banana peppers or something. Otherwise, when we go to Harris Teeter, we are in the fruits and vegetables. We work our way around the back to the meat. Then we move down to like the coffee creamer and the milk to the cheeses to the deli counter. We hit the few things in the frozen where our waters are and we are at checkout. And we have bought exactly what we needed for the week.
Well, they always say that the healthier stuff's on the perimeter of the grocery store.
Yes.
Because as soon as you go in and off to the right, there's the produce usually to the right or to the left.
Yes.
And all the junk is in the middle of the store.
And you got to love Harris Teeter because they always have the seasonal aisles right there by the veggies. So you're seeing all the Reese's hearts and all the things for all the, you know, right now it's Valentine's Day. So thanks for that, Harris Teeter.
Yeah, appreciate that.
I wave as we go by.
So, again, just to recap, you're making the list or you're at the store, no matter whatever, however you shop, and you get 6 veggies, 5 fruits, 4 proteins, 3 starches, 2 sauces or spreads, and 1 fun thing for yourself.
I recommend breaking it up if you're trying to limit buying a bunch of junk. Now, you know, if you got a ton of kids and stuff, you can't help that. But, like, yeah, I normally break it up on my list, shopping list. Veggies, fruits, meats, randoms, deli counter, so that I know, boom, I got to hit the veggie section. Boom, I'm at the meat counter. Boom, I'm at the deli counter. And I'm done. And I'm not wondering. I would do say going into the grocery store with a plan, all day long, you're going to have the same, roughly the same amount of money spent every week, but rather than just $300 this time, $160 this time, you know?
And so. Eat before you go, or you'll end up buying $437 worth of stuff.
But that chef, I don't think he's a data six. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Probably right.
Jack makes good whiskey.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 7:36. It's Dale. It's Annie. It's going to rain today and tomorrow and the next day. And I'm tired of it already. All right. So if you're just waking up and you're thinking about making some cards for Touch the Troops, we'd love to have you join us because it's kind of shocked us earlier this morning when we went, this could be over in like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So we got to get these things done.
So we're asking, you know, Girl Scout troops, Boy Scout troops, like Dale normally says, fraternities, sororities, church groups, civic clubs.
Yes, yeah. Everybody.
We really need all hands on deck to get some cards made. And if you're looking to do this, maybe just your one little classroom at school, or get the whole kindergarten classrooms to do it, or the entire school to do it. I mean, it doesn't matter. We really could use anybody willing to help us do this. We would like to meet a goal, but more than anything, we would just love to have a couple hundred cards to send in to these soldiers, these families who deserve to hear some encouraging, uplifting words from even a total stranger. It's going to make their day. And we talk so much about how mail call comes around in the military, and there's so many people who get nothing, and we want to change that. We want to be the difference for those people and put a little bit of happiness in their hands. So we are literally here begging you to help us help them by creating cards and letters.
We have a card-making event coming up for you, coming to you with a Big Bad Wolf truck and a whole bunch of supplies to make cards, and we're headed over to Horny Town.
Saturday, Tucker's Grill. From 10 a to 12 p, we're going to be there, and we're just bringing everything you could need. So you just show up as yourself. You don't need to bring a thing, and it's free to make cards with us. And like I said, we're just trying to create a little happiness. So we'd love to have your help. All the info, if you want to do it or jump on board, 931wolfcountry.com.
I never stay in one place to. Daytime, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. Shout out number one to my girl, Miss Charlene Burgess of Winston-Salem. Happy birthday, Char. Hope you have the best day ever, girl. Love you. Also celebrating today, Addison Walker of Reedsville is 9 years old. Emery Hilton of Kernersville is 18. Jackie Brisington of Walkertown celebrating, along with Oakland Johnson of Mount Airy, who's 2. Josh Sharp of Kernersville having a birthday, along with Stephanie Mabe of Winston-Salem. Miss Mary Lauren McMillan of Winston-Salem having a birthday. Samuel Wilson of Franklinville, Ryan Carpenter of Lexington, Ashley Pearson of Kernersville, happy birthday, boo. Samantha Lawson of Sophia, Betty Lanning of Greensboro, Jennifer Tysinger of Winston-Salem, Alice V of Winston-Salem, Holly Stevens of Trinity, Lena Keller of Ashboro, Gornita Lester of High Point, Jerry Whitaker of Gibsonville, Brandy Jones of McLeansville, Brittany Browder of Germantown, Trevor Ashby of Walnut Cove, Morgan Trimmings of Whitsitt, Courtney Thompson of Lexington, my sweet nephew Cash, his girlfriend Celia Robertson, having a birthday. She's from Pilot Mountain. Happy birthday, cutie. And one of Danny's best friends, my husband's best friends, Mr. Shane Deal, having his birthday party. We're celebrating with a 92-year themed birthday on Saturday, so still haven't decided what I'm wearing.
It shouldn't be too difficult, I gotta be honest with you.
I thought about coming in a diaper because I was born in 92.
Perfect. Do it.
That's what
dare
I
dare you.
Yeah, I know you dare me. I know. Would love to shout out your upcoming birthday. So go ahead and get it into us. 336-799-WOLF is the place to call or text, or DM me on Facebook at 931TheWolf. Now, just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy
birthday. a couple of minutes before 8 o'clock in the Triad. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show with four tickets for you to the world's toughest rodeo presented by Cinch. You're going to take on Annie, and Annie knows everybody. Annie, what caller are we taking now?
None, if you don't turn my mic on. 22.
Caller 22-799-WOLF. Caller 22-799-WOLF. Going to take on Annie, and Annie knows everybody. Nobody's knocked her off. Could be you. 93.1 The Wolf. And I feel like another throwback song. Every time Thursday rolls around, I feel like I got to pull out at least two before the show's over.
Oh, man. And you pulled out my favorite.
Turn it up. Today's top three. Go.
So, Dale, your dream might come true of being able to go to space. I know you're excited to know that.
I want to know how it's done.
Through Oreos.
Okay.
They've come out with their new Space Dunk Oreo. They're going out of this world. It's their limited edition cookie, the latest one. And it's a galaxy-inspired take on the popular cookie. And it also comes with the opportunity to take a six-hour trip to the edge of space. And so the cookie itself is your chocolate regular cookie. Layers of pink and blue cosmic cream with a marshmallow flavor. It has popping candies that create a supernova bursting sensation.
Hey, Oreo Pop Rocks are not new. They came out with those when I was a kid.
I know. They love to put Pop Rocks and stuff and name them differently. They also have a little cutout in the cookie because there's a spaceship on the cookie and there's a little cutout and you can see the cream on the inside of the cookie. If you want to go to space, they're doing the Oreos liftoff website. You can enter for a chance to travel to space in Space Perspective Spaceship Neptune. It is a pressurized capsule propelled by a space balloon.
Nope. No, I'll keep dreaming about going to space.
It's
going to
be Spacegate next. You think you know, Spacegate.
Yeah. I'd be better off getting Frontier Airlines to take me to space.
Mm-hmm. Greensboro is looking to find some new owners for a couple of major facilities. And the Greensboro leaders met with a private management company, which could take over operations at the Greensboro Coliseum Complex and the Tanger Center.
Bad idea.
The company's called Oakview Group, based out of California.
There's your problem right there.
It manages dozens of arenas, venues, and convention centers, and they have a couple in the Carolinas, in Durham, and in South Carolina. They say the company was founded in 2015, and they have more than 40 years of experience in the sports and music industries. It is scary to know, though, what could change, what things would maybe look like, because we've had the same manager, Matt Brown. He's announced his retirement. He's been managing the Coliseum since 1994. I don't know why we got to do a company, though. Why can't we just have another guy? Hire another guy.
Matt Downtown Brown is out. And here's what's going to happen. It's not going to go smooth. They sat in a meeting and goes, you know how many people we could let go if we just farmed this out? That's exactly what happened. They're going to get it done. I want to know how much they're paying or how much the budget is to pay this company to manage this thing from 3,000 miles away.
I'm sure you could figure that out. I'm just going to put it out there. I've never heard of the other two venues in the Carolinas that they supposedly are managing. So that goes to show you anything. And last but not least, there are three Triad restaurants who were named among the top 100 places to eat in 2024 by Yelp. Three of which I have never heard of. So it's really cool we get to maybe explore some new restaurants, shed some light on these local places. But the restaurants are O'Day's Mediterranean Kitchen in High Point. They were number 43. Coming in at number 49 was Freeman's Grub and Pub in Greensboro, which that sounds like my kind of place. And then number 54 was The Table in Asheboro. Yelp goes through millions of user reviews like for upscale restaurants, the hidden gems and strip malls and everything in between to compile their list every year. This is the 11th year they've done it. So congratulations to three Triad places out of 100, out of all of them across the country. And if you haven't heard of them like us, maybe you should go try them out too.
Not sure I'm buying it.
I know. Dale thinks it's a paid endorsement or something.
Something's going on here. I want to sniff it out, though.
But those are the top three things I thought you needed to know today.
show. And before I fly off to space on the Rainbow Oreo, I need to tell you something.
Okay. Got me off guard.
Remember when Target said that there is a rule that employees could not go stash a pink or red Stanley cup and hold it for themselves,
mm-hmm.
or there were repercussions? Well, there's the rule actually states that employees of Target are prohibited from using their position to gain an unfair advantage over customers. That's the rule.
Yeah, but they're working in customer service and they're having to put all this crap out and be there and deal with all of them. Why can't they have a one cup first come limit, you know?
Well, in Miami, Target followed through on the rule and fired 7 employees at the Target the other day after finding out they were buying pink Stanley tumblers before they hit the shelves.
Jeez.
They violated the company policy. The fired workers say they did not expect a cup purchase to cost them their jobs. And here's a real wrap-up to this. One of the workers said she bought the pink Stanley tumbler because her mother passed away from breast cancer, and she buys as much pink as she can to raise awareness of breast cancer research. So she, along with 6 other people, were fired from that Miami Target for taking advantage of their position to get hold of a pink Stanley quencher.
Gosh, that's awful.
And evidently, this can happen at any Target store. It's probably dependent on the manager and how strict they are.
Right.
But I guess this manager said 7 of you did this. First of all, how can you afford to lose 7 employees at one time in a situation where it's so hard to get people to work anyway?
Right. You guys couldn't just let it slide. Y'all couldn't just heed a warning.
It's a cup, for God's sake.
Yeah. A stupid fad. And people lost their jobs. You lost 7 good employees.
Yeah, I don't know how good they were.
They at least showed up.
Could have been lousy. I don't know. But they sure had their eye on the pink cup. So I'm sorry they lost their job over that. It's just a stupid reason to lose their job. So if you work at Target, don't try to snag a pink cup.
I heard you moved out to South Carolina just like Lonesome.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Netflix news for you here. You remember when they cracked down on the passwords and they won't let you share it?
Yeah, I hate you, Netflix. You've made my life more difficult.
And everybody wondered, is that going to affect your subscription rates? Is that going to make people mad enough to jump off? And I'm thinking, no, it won't, because people are not going to give it up. Well, get this. As of now, today, they have added 13 million new subscribers since they started the crackdown. 13 million new subscribers.
Because people were forced.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice. You either dump Netflix or you go ahead and get on the train. Get on the train or stay in the station. And it looks like 13 million people got on the train. Also, Netflix says there may be another rate increase coming because they're making improvements to the platform. And as the improvements come, there is a cost associated with that. So we may have to raise the rates again. Now that they've eliminated their base tier, you may have another rate increase coming in 2024 from Netflix. Just letting you know.
I'm bad out, Netflix.
13 million new subscribers, though, man. Wow. Really something.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder.
I'm not ready.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Bryan.
Win a totally private concert for you and your crew from Luke Bryan.
All right, it's 9:30. It's time to qualify for this fabulous trip. The word this hour is move, M-O-V-E, move.
Take that keyword, move, over to 931wolfcountry.com. You'll see Luke Bryan's face. Click on that. Enter the word move in there for your chance to win.
M-O-V-E, good luck.
93.1 The Wolf.
All right, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show is done. We're getting out of here. Katie's coming up next. No chance to qualify for Totally Private 2024 Concert Number 4 with Luke Bryan. at 11:30. Tomorrow will be your last day to qualify for that fabulous trip.
And tomorrow at 7:25, the Girl Scout shout out. It's going to let you know where the cookies are getting dealt this weekend in the community. So you can head over to the Wolf page, 931 The Wolf, on Facebook to see some of the troops already there or to drop your troop info.
And it knows everybody for more tickets to the Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. And I'll go ahead and tell you, all next week on the Wake Up with the Wolf show, tickets to that sold-out Warren Zeider show at Piedmont Hall.
Woo!
Coming up on February the 8th, which is, I mean, January is almost over.
I can't believe it.
It is done. We're out of here.
I almost wish I had done dry January since it's almost over.
Yeah, I'd already be done with it.
Yeah, I'd already be done.
I'd kill my ex-wife when I wanted to. I'd be out of prison by now.
Jeez, Dale.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.